At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Texas school districts will soon receive letter grades for the first time as the state prepares to roll out its new accountability system. School district scores on an A through F grading system will be released August 15th. Majority of the rating system is based on student performance, on achievement tests, and their improvement from the year before. Other factors include graduation preparation and student performance from subgroups, including special education. Arlington's latest development opens today, Texas Live, a $250 million entertainment district near Globe Life Park. We'll kick off the grand opening with a Toadies concert tonight. The venue is a joint partnership between the Rangers organization and the city of Arlington. They're hoping to get a head start by adding restaurants and bars to the area while the new retractable baseball stadium is built. The Rangers might be out of town this weekend, but the restaurants and the Arlington backyard live music area will be opening starting at 8 tonight. In the film, Never Going Back, a couple of hard-partying teenage girls dream of hitting the beach. Instead, their lives are consumed with keeping their heads above water as they struggle to make rent. This week, our big screen team talks with its Dallas director about telling a story she once lived.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker. I cover film for KERA, and our guest is Augustine Frizzell. Augustine, welcome back.
Thank you.
So this movie is about two teenage girls in Garland, Texas, getting into some things. What kind of things are they getting into in this movie, Augustine?
Trouble. Trouble. They are a direct representation of my experience as a teenager, and I think a lot of the decisions that you make when you're that age are not the wisest choices, but these girls in particular have no parents in the picture. They are on their own, and so they're making bad decisions, but they're also just trying to find a way to survive and get by.
I was thinking about that because obviously this is a comedy, and there's lots of crazy elements to it that it's part of the fun, but I think a lot of people watching it will recognize that moment of being adrift and maybe sometimes struggling to just get out of your own way as you're on that path to becoming an adult?
Yeah, completely. And that is the case for so many of us. I think it's a hard line to walk making the film because the girls are in such dramatic situations. They're living very real stakes. They don't have parents. They don't have anyone to catch them if they fall. And I think when we see that, the typical response is, okay, we need to help these characters. You know, we need to help these 16-year-old girls, like, have and find a better life, and they need to be making decisions to help themselves out of this situation. And it's like, yeah, but they're so young. It's really hard, and you don't have the people around you, the support system, to tell you what to do with your lives.
Well, reviews have been really good, and one of the things that I read over and over is that the movie works in large part because of the chemistry between your two leads, Maya Mitchell and Camilla Morrone. Is chemistry something that you can direct into a movie? Is it just there? How do you nurture that?
Well, they definitely brought the majority of that with them into the room when they did their chemistry read during the audition process. And so most of that was there. But I mean, there are things you can do just like, we need more eye contact here. Don't break the eye contact, you know, or actually physically be close, scooch in 2 inches, get a little closer. Most of that, though, they were just naturally comfortable with doing.
This is a big moment for you. You've got another TV project coming up. You've got another film project coming up. Tell us about those.
So I just finished directing a pilot for HBO called Euphoria. It is similar in content. The tone is very different. It's not a stoner comedy, but it is about teens and the struggles that they have. And it feels a little bit more current, I think, because so much of it revolves around social media and the worries of today. So just finished that. That got picked up. So hopefully we'll see that early 2019. And the film is called Stoned Alone. it is with Fox, and it's a reworking of the Home Alone franchise, which is one of my absolute favorite things to exist. I love those Christmas movies, but it's told from the perspective of, you know, someone who's smoking some weed. And it's one of the funniest scripts I've ever read. I get a fair amount of scripts now that I've had a little bit of success, thankfully. And so I got this and just laughed so hard from start to finish. I was like, this movie has to be made. But it also is really sweet, and it has that Christmas element that makes me feel happy and warm around Christmas time.
Please tell me there's going to be a Macaulay Culkin cameo in there.
He's written in there. We will hope that he says yes. I don't think it's going to work without him. So hopefully he's on board.
Augustine Frizzell, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Augustine.
Augustine Frizzell will take part in a Q&A following a screening of her film at the Magnolia Theater in Dallas tomorrow. Details are at artandseek.org. Up ahead on the BBC NewsHour, Russia describes fresh U.S. sanctions as far-fetched. So how does this affect the complex relationship between Moscow and Washington? Plus, IKEA opens in India. And how to protect your sperm? Apparently, baggy underwear is the answer. All that and more is coming up at 9 here on KERA 90.1. The National Weather Service shows scattered showers and storms over DFW right now, with things clearing up a little by mid-morning. But the storms are expected to be back in DFW by this afternoon. At 8:30, this is KERA News.